What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Channels, especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode. We're gonna be talking about bum culture and why, for whatever reason, a lot of you, okay, yes, you there, I see you over there, insist on being with these bums, procreating with these bums, marrying these bums, being stuck with these bums for the rest of your life, okay? Because this right here is out of control. If you guys are a regular subscriber, okay, which if you're not subscribed, why don't you just smash it right now? Because you're going to love it here. You would know that I constantly react to a multitude of different types of videos, okay? From toxic parents to horrible friends to, most importantly, bums, okay? And these bums have to be the most outrageous. Recently, I legit reacted to a man who had the nerve, wall, audacity to cheat on his girlfriend who was providing him shelter, okay? Who was providing him everything he needed with a girl on her period in her bed. Okay, like after that, I was like, what? Jezia, I have to do this video because this is out of control. All right, it truly is. And I really thought it would make a lot of sense to make this video specifically because I was doing a live with my friend Gigi. Please make sure you guys go watch it. It was actually pretty insightful and pretty entertaining. And we did a video on polygamy and how a lot of black men are using polygamy to use successful black women. Okay, a lot of these black men could barely take care of themselves, but for whatever reason, they're trying to fool themselves into thinking they can take care of multiple women. So I don't understand why we're giving broke men babies, but that's why I was like, you know what, let's do this video. Because during that live, Gio basically said, she was like, hey yo, like, why do you think like these successful women are always going for these low tier men? And I kind of broke it down. And there's a lot that goes into it, but I decided to make it a dedicated video. So grab your tea, grab your snacks, grab everything you need, and we're gonna get into it. First things first, if you're not following me on Instagram, go do that. Thank you very much. If you're not subscribed to the Patreon, go do that for bonus videos, early access, discount codes on my events, which I'm having one very soon in Newark, New Jersey. It's going to be Speed Networking. Tickets are down below. And most importantly, to connect with me on a deeper level, as you will also get access to the Discord. But don't worry, if you can't afford it, feel free to join the free Discord. Everything is going to be linked down below. Always check the description box because you guys are always asking me questions that are right there. All right, just check it. So let's just get this shit out the way, right? I am not trying to offend anyone that happens to have a baby with a bum. Okay, like I'm just not. However, if the shoe fits and you just have to be Cinderella and it's midnight and you have to run, I don't know what to tell you, all right? This is literally to explore why being with a bum makes no sense, why we need to stop sitting here and letting these men who have absolutely no good intentions for us, or better yet, themselves, any type of play, how we need to protect our wombs, and most importantly, how a lot of us need to exercise the use of common sense. Because I'm beginning to really believe that common sense is not so common. Like, less, I know that common sense is not common, but like, it's getting to the point where it's like, bro, like, just how at this point. We are trying to break the cycle. So first things first, this video is about bums and giving these bums babies, right? So we cannot touch this topic without talking about the out of wedlock pregnancies. Now, yes, I talk about this kind of all the time on my channel, and I know there's always those people that feel some type of way, and they always jump down to my comments like, well, marriage doesn't protect you from leaving. Well, marriage doesn't protect him or her from leaving you. Marriage is literally a contract. It's bullshit. I hate it. Well, I don't ever want to be married, so what does that do for me? Listen, I understand all of these sentiments, but if you're not aware, this is your first time here, whatever the case may be, understand
I care about the children at the end of the day. And this whole nonsense of, I don't need the father. I'm the father and the mother. I don't need the mother. She ain't shit. I'm gonna be mommy and daddy. Like, this whole, I just can't. Okay. And we all know it affects the kids, but for whatever reason, people just continuously sit here and make horrible decisions and then make excuses for these horrible decisions. All right. I'm not saying you 1000% have to be married and have a kid, but at least try to be in a committed relationship with someone for an extended amount of time. Make sure they actually know what they're doing in life. They actually have good intentions for you. If they have a child, they actually care to take care of said child. They care to take care of you. Like, there's some basics here that I feel like should be outlined, okay? And a lot of that has to do with us protecting our womb and picking the right people to procreate with in the first place, all right? And then, of course, there's legalities and all of that. So we cannot ignore statistics. According to the CDC, National Center for Health Statistics, the number of live births to unmarried women is 1,464,455. The infertility rate for unmarried women is 37.8 births per 1,000 unmarried women aged 15 to 44. And percent of all births to unmarried women is 40%. I don't know why nobody is alarmed by that. That's kind of wild. Like, that's really, really wild. Like, people, we need to get it together because the kids are the ones that's suffering, okay? Kids need fathers and mothers. And I know men need to be held accountable. All right, I drag men up and down here, but at the same time, women, we need to be held accountable too. Of course, men should not be allowed to be out here pumping and dumping and just dropping the responsibility of childbearing and child responsibility on the mothers, because that's definitely unfair and they have a part in creating the child. However, all of us watching this know that as soon as the woman gets pregnant, you're going to be bearing most of the responsibility. Not only is that child growing inside of you, but your body's gonna change, your emotions are gonna change. And if that man leaves, you're more than likely going to be with that child more than the father will be. So we need to be more responsible, okay? I'm tired of people trying to like normalize this hot girl culture, this fuck nigga this, fuck nigga that culture, this, oh, I'm gonna do what I want, da da da. But then when they get pregnant, they want to act like it wasn't their fault. Like, no, it was all of your fault for the most part. And if it wasn't your fault, we need to explore why the hell it makes sense for you guys to even be laying down with men that we know damn well can't even spell. Like, y'all, the shit that I've seen in real life, okay? Fuck the internet. The internet is the internet, but like the people that I see going through this in real life is just wild to me. Like, we need to start holding ourselves accountable, because this is just, it's out of control. Now, what is a bum? Okay, let's just clarify that, right? A bum, aka a lowlife, someone that has absolutely no goals or aspirations to do anything really. They are lazy, irresponsible, they lack motivation, and they may also have a history of criminal behavior, drug use, or negative or toxic traits. And these are the types of men that we're gonna be talking about in this video. I feel like a lot of this starts for a lot of women when we are children. And to be quite honest with you, I'm gonna have to raise my hand for this one, okay? Because I loved me a little bad boy. But I grew out of that shit in high school. I don't understand how people have like the whole bad boy phase when they're like grown ass adults and they're okay with, you know, going on drug runs and all that. Like, bro, like anytime I found out any dude that I was messing with was in any type of nefarious or bum dealings prior to the relationship that I'm in now, it was clip. Okay, like I ain't had time for that shit because I care about my life, I care about my future, and I just don't got time to be associated with shit like that. You have to operate at a higher frequency, and this is not even just with the men that you date, ladies. This has a lot to do with your friends too. If you're sitting here and you're with people that want to party, party, guya, guya, shake their ass in the club all day, I don't understand what type of life you expect to have. If your money is going toward drinks, food, hotel rooms, all types of bullshit, instead of expanding yourself, expanding your brand, most importantly, your mental health, because everybody likes to say they can't afford mental health services, but for whatever reason, the $500 bust down weave is so important that that's more important than mental health services. I'm just trying to say we need to get our priorities together. Now, why do we feel so attracted to these bad boys? Okay, now listen, I have my little bad boy face. All right, I love these little bad boys. But now that I actually look at it, a lot of the boys that I dated that were considered bad boys, they didn't become real bad until like after I started dating them. It's like, damn, oh God, I dodged the bullet. Okay, y'all not about to blame me. Y'all not about to sit there and be like, oh, well, Ivana, maybe you did that. No. They was destined to be bad. And I saw the red flags, right? I saw them always fighting, getting in trouble, getting kicked out of school, or getting suspended, or getting picked up by the cops here and there, you know, for little things. And little things can turn into big things if they're not handled properly, if they don't have the right family, if they don't have the right guidance. And you are not Captain Fix a Thug, okay? And I feel like that's what a lot of us have a problem with. Like, we have this thing where, like, we see a bad boy, we see a boy, or anyone that has any type of traits that we think that we can deal with, and we're like, oh, I can fix him. I can be with him. I could be his light. I'm sorry. Who made you God? Nobody has time for this. First of all, understand men only change for themselves. They don't change for anyone else. There are a good category of bad boys, though, that as soon as they get with a woman, they change. I don't like this shit, and that's the main reason why I had to stop with the bad boy shit. It's like, bro, I deal with you, you're great. All of a sudden, I stop talking to you, we break up, whatever. You off to the shits again. I cannot stand it. Like, if you need to be with a woman in order to get your life together, there is so many issues beyond me that need fixing. It's the sense of control that a lot of women love, okay? A lot of women love the sense of control over certain men who literally have absolutely nothing going on with their lives. They like being the alpha woman, say to speak, and they go after beta men. And a lot of women don't even see this, right? Like, I think even me subconsciously, I did it for a while. Thank God I snapped out of that shit. But you know, like a lot of us, you know, we like that. Or again, we see a lot of people as a project. It's like, oh well, you know, it's just temporary. And of course, we do the thing that a lot of people do that. Oh, child, this one right here. And I know everybody can relate to this one. Falling in love with potential. You see a man, you see him at his lowest, and you're like, oh well, he could be up there and I could be there with him. Again. A lot of times that's not even true. If that man is gonna change, he won't change for himself. He's more than likely not gonna change for you. And if he's gonna change for you and only you, what's gonna happen when you're not there? What's gonna happen when you give him a baby and something happens to you? Listen, tomorrow's not promised. The next 5 minutes isn't promised. Shit, my ceiling could cave in on me and I could die off in this video. Listen, anything can happen. What's gonna happen if, God forbid, you have a baby with this man and you're gone and all of a sudden he becomes a bum overnight and he does not take care of that child? Is that far-fetched? Maybe. But there's plenty of single fathers out there, and a lot of people neglect that fact. And some of these single fathers are doing phenomenal, while a lot of these single fathers are ruining these children's lives because a lot of them rely on women to fix shit. So y'all need to be very, very careful. Some of y'all are literally like your man's kryptonite. Like, they only listen to you, they only care to get their life together because of you, and that's not okay. You want to be with somebody that's stable, who wants to do better because of them. To piggyback off my last point, they think it's temporary. Oh, he's just like this for now. He's gonna grow up. He's not gonna be like this forever. Do we really want to take the chance, though? A lot of times these men really don't change. Like, a lot of times, like, they just stay like that. Like, a lot of times it's just crazy because, like, they really be out here just acting all types of goofy. And it's just you think, you know, after 1 year, after 3 years, after 6 years, like, oh, like, okay, maybe there's been a little tiny improvements, and you give that person so much credit. Oh, well, he gave me flowers this year. He didn't do that for the past 4. You know, listen, do not settle, okay? There is women out there that get the bare minimum, like me, of getting their man to open car doors and any other door for them. And you think that that's a luxury. No, that's what men should do. And there's not many men that do that. So if your man don't do that, that's already telling you that you're settling. All right? Like, that's the shit I'm talking about. A lot of us sit here and we're just like, oh, well, this person's gonna do this, this person's gonna do that, but they don't do it. But then when they make these slight little changes, oh, well, at least he did that. No, shut up. Don't do that to yourself. You deserve more. You deserve better. Let's be real. If you're with a bad boy, you love the sense of adventure, okay? You love the fact that you get calls at 2 a.m., that your man's been locked up, and he wants some bail money. No? Then I don't understand why you're dating men that legit have all types of records, can more than likely extend that record, and are always in some shit. Because personally, ain't nobody about to wake me up at fucking 2 a.m. talking about some, oh, I'm locked up. I don't give a fuck who the fuck you is. I don't care if you're my mother. Okay, like I don't care. Don't call me before noon. I have a strict don't call me before noon. Noon is my business hours. That's when it starts, 12 to 6. All right, like do not call me before noon unless you're my best friend or you're my man. Okay, I have like with five best friends and I have a man. They're the only people that's allowed to call me. Outside of that, unless we have some other type of business dealings, because like no. So it's just. Y'all really like if we don't like these types of things, why do we put ourselves in these types of predicaments? A lot of women are in their rebellious stage, okay? I've had a rebellious stage. I'm sure you watching this have had a rebellious stage. You know a woman who has had a rebellious stage. The rebellious stage is very scary because sometimes you grow out of it and sometimes it just becomes your personality. It really depends on who you have around you, and most importantly, why you rebelled, and if it was really that serious. Like some people are just rebellious because of like hormones, right? Some people are rebellious literally because of their upbringing. Some people are rebellious because of their towns. Some people are rebellious due to their religion. Like there's so many different reasons to be rebellious, and depending on the reason why you're rebellious will definitely determine what type of bad boy you attract and why you're attracted to that bad boy, that bum, that thug, that low life, whatever the case may be, because you may think that this is, all the above that I just mentioned. You think that you have a sense of control over this man. You think that this man has the potential to grow. You think that when he's at the top, you might just meet him up there. You're gonna take him to wherever you need to be. And you also think that, there's a sense of adventure because you might have been held back for a very, very long time, and now you can finally be yourself. I'm telling you right now, my friend, okay? It's a very slippery slope. Very, very slippery slope. I literally have friends who have lost their lives due to being with the wrong man. And it's just so not worth it. Let's be real. A lot of times being with a bad boy, a thug, or whatever the case may be, is not even intentional. Now, if you guys have watched me for a long time, you would know that there was this story time I did. Ciao, 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 ciao. There was a story time I did where legit, I was talking to a dude on and off for years. And I didn't know he was a drug dealer. But I have to be real with myself. I knew something was going on because I, for whatever reason, would always fall out of contact with this dude. And he would always claim that he couldn't find my number. I don't know how I would find his number again, but I would always find it every couple of months. Sometimes a year would pass and I finally find his number again. And every single time I saw him, this dude always had a side phone. And I'm like, so you telling me your phone broke, you ain't have my number, da 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 da, but you got a side phone? Like, boy, like, come on now. And then eventually, fast forward, he ends up taking me on a drug run. I was absolutely done with him after that. And it's funny because, like, I knew, like, in the back of my head, I was like, Ivana, you grew up in the hood. You know hood niggas. You know damn well no nigga has two phones for no reason. He was not working no corporate job. That was not no work phone. We were young. We're like, what, 19, 20, 21. Like, that is not a work phone. Okay, that is a work phone, if you know what I mean. You're gonna get that work. But like I knew. And a lot of us do this shit where like we see the red flags and we think it's carnival. It's not carnival. Okay? It's not, all right? It's legit what it looks like. This man is doing some shit that he doesn't need to be doing. If he has a side phone for another bitch, or he has a side phone for another shit, that's not a good sign. But I mean, a lot of us, it's not intentional. Like a lot of us, we just happen to like a dude in some way, somehow we find out he's a scammer. We find out he's a bum later. It's when we move in with the person, we find out, oh my God, like he doesn't like to wash his drawers. What am I gonna do? Child, I've seen it. Okay, I have friends going through it now. Like it's really crazy. Like some men get real comfortable as soon as they get with a woman as well. Like they could exhibit all of the best behaviors, and then all of a sudden, as soon as they got you locked in, shit, as soon as you marry, all of a sudden, completely different person. Never be afraid to leave. I don't give a fuck what's at stake. Don't be afraid to leave, especially when you have children, because your children are going to suffer based off of the actions that you take in that given moment. If your child is seeing that you as a woman, okay, especially if you have a daughter, you as a woman is sitting here tolerating bum behavior from their father or any man that you're with, they're going to do the same damn thing, either consciously or subconsciously. It's the same thing for your sons. If your sons sit here and they see that you're tolerating their father or their stepfather or whatever the case may be, they're being a bum and you're tolerating that shit, I'm telling you, it's going to manifest in your son, okay? And it's not even just with that, it's with a lot of different things. And I know it's hard to leave, I know time invested, time cost fallacy, whatever, but like at the end of the day, you'll be better off without someone literally eating up your time and disrespecting your face. And of course, to piggyback off of that, we have the men who legit lie about their lives. Okay, like just lie. Like, yo, I've seen this happen a lot. Okay, but the funny part about it is I've always been the one to call that shit out. And my friends have never listened to me. Like, personally, it's never really happened to me. I've had guys hide shit for me, like the story I just told. But I've never had a man, like, full out, like, tell me a fake name or, you know, to do all types of goofy shit and I ain't really know about it. Oh wait, no, there was that dude that tried to talk to me and he was married and I met him at a wedding. Isn't that crazy? But I mean, I didn't get involved with him. I didn't even hug the dude really. So like, he just took me out and he got mad because I paid for my own date. But I was like, listen, dude, I'm just trying to be cool. Like, I'll pay for my own shit because this is not a date to me. Like, this is a date for you, but it's not a date for me. You know, so yeah, I've had situations like that, but I've never gotten so deep in a situation where it's like, that man done played the hell out of me and now I got a bitch calling me talking about something that's his wife. Okay, like, I never had that type of situation, okay? Like, I just had, you know, oh wait, lies. A lot of men tend to lie about their lives, okay? I've been caught up in a couple of situations like that. Luckily, not too deep, okay? Luckily, not years or even more than maybe 4 months into a situation. So it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so heartbroken, boo-hoo. It was more like a story time, make my money. You feel me? Like, of course, we had the dude that was engaged and not even married that legit had his wife calling me and blowing up my phone. We had the dude that just got married and met me at a separate wedding and got mad because I paid for my own date, which wasn't a date to me. I told you I want to be your friend, but you were trying to get with me. And then I saw his wedding pictures on the internet and I sent it to him and he blocked me. Listen, I've had my fair share, but again, wasn't serious with a lot of these dudes, so I really didn't give a shit, okay? The whole woman-to-woman shit, you know, like, a lot of us do get caught up in these types of situations, but again, a lot of us do see the red flags ahead of time. There's been times where I've been blindsided, but again, it's never been that deep. Like, I can't imagine being with somebody for, like, fucking 6 years, and that's when you find out they have a whole separate family. That, God bless all of you who have went through something like that, because, child, somebody's going to move. Somebody's going to die. Now, why are these men low lives? Okay, like let's just go over that. So low life men, with this sounds so funny, low life men. Oh, a lot of bums are like that for a multitude of different reasons. I feel like the first one really starts with being coddled. I feel like a lot of men, especially foreign men and Black American men, a lot of their parents coddled the fuck out of them, okay? Their moms especially, okay? They do everything for them. So when they become an adult, they feel like they don't have to do anything. Like, a lot of these men can't cook, they can't clean, they can't speak, they can't wipe their ass, they can't walk, they can't talk. Like, literally, like, it's like you have to put a battery in their back to do anything productive. So then when they go try to find a girlfriend, it's like, oh, yeah, I gotta do these things. Oh, wait, yeah, I have to clean. Oh, wait, I have to hold the door for her. Like, they don't know shit. This is because a lot of these people have mothers that didn't give a fuck to raise them properly. However, their daughters went through hell, okay? Their daughters know how to do everything, okay? Their daughters could probably literally save us from the next fucking meteorite, but their sons can't even kill a fly if tasked. Of course, there are circumstances, right? A lot of us, okay, especially in the Black community, have had a multitude of horrible circumstances. There's a lot of people who didn't grow up with both parents. There's a lot of people who grew up in the hood who have a lot of trauma, things like that. So a lot of people don't understand how much that affects you. Like, when you live in the hood, like, comment down below. Anybody that's lived in the hood, okay, living in a hood could have so many different effects that you'll probably never understand if you did not live in the hood yourself. And piggybacking off of that is mental illness, okay? A lot of these men are mentally ill and they refuse to believe that they're mentally ill because they think that therapy is for sissies, okay? Therapy is for crazy people. If you go to therapy, there's no God in your life. If you go to therapy, there's something wrong with you. It can't be a regular mental illness, or mental illness isn't real. I've heard everything. Okay, like I literally was dating a dude. Well, I was literally talking to a dude way before my current man, and literally I almost kicked him out my car because he literally tried to invalidate me having an anxiety attack behind the wheel. Like literally, so I was like, well, just fucking drive. I don't understand why you have anxiety. I said, I'm sorry, do you have a car, bitch? And that's when I realized who the fuck I was. So I'm like, yo, this nigga in my car telling me what to do with my anxiety. The gall. Why are you living in your mama's basement? I try to upgrade that bitch ass nigga. This is why I say, don't try to upgrade these niggas. Don't fall in love with potential. I'm not telling you any of this because I'm looking down on you guys or I'm trying to like judge you guys. I'm telling you this because I went through it. Yeah, I went through this shit. All right, like it's insane. All right, the gall, the nerve and audacity of a lot of these men, because a lot of their mothers let them get away with a lot of shit. And then you have women that's out here letting them get away with a lot of shit. So when they see you that's not letting them get away with shit, they're confused. Okay? It's like, oh my God, oh la la, sakila. Of course, there's family ties, okay? If you guys don't know what I mean by family ties, mob ties, gang affiliations. Now, this one is more so for the bad boy, okay? The men with the records, okay? So this is the thing. A lot of people are literally born into gangs, okay? If you're not aware, now you know. Yes. So a lot of men feel legitimately obligated to fulfill this, okay? Just like a lot of you guys who are in Divine Nine fraternities and sororities, a lot of you may expect your kids to follow in the same footsteps in joining a Divine Nine or your exact fraternity or sorority. A lot of people who are in the Bloods and Crips expect their sons and daughters to be Bloods and Crips. May sound crazy, but it's a real thing. So a lot of men, especially, they grow up thinking they have to fulfill these ridiculous ass, I don't want to say fantasies, but fantasies. A lot of these niggas not like that, let's be real. A lot of these men not even like tough for bro. Like, bro, behind closed doors, they little bitches, but outside they want to act like they bad. It's like, bro, but can you take a bullet? Like, okay, all right, let me stop. But no, seriously, you know, it's very, that's an intricate and delicate conversation. That one's probably for a whole nother time. Please don't count on it anytime soon, because I probably have to bring somebody on here to talk about that. But the whole mob tie situation is deep. And if you think you're gonna get a hood nigga to stop acting like a hood nigga, not gonna happen, especially if he's connected to a legitimate gang, because there is no really leaving a gang. You're part of the gang forever. So unless you're gonna move to another country where that gang's not established, because mind you, there's subsects of gangs. I don't know how you expect yourself to get out of that. Of course, we just have lazy men, okay? We have men that are unwilling to learn new skills, new lifestyles, and they just probably don't even know any better. Their father was a bum, their grandfather was a bum, their uncles are bums, their brothers are bums. So they've decided, hey, why not join the Bum Academy? It's always enrolling. No, seriously, all jokes aside. Like, a lot of men are legit like this. Like, they feel as if they kind of don't have a fighting chance. They might be from the hood. They might have had a horrible set of circumstances. I'm talking about like loss of life, loss of children. They might have multiple kids that they don't get to see because the mother keeps them away from them. It's all types of goofy shit, right? And they feel like, you know what? What's the point of doing anything? Because if I do anything, bad things are going to happen to me anyway. And a lot of that can tie into mental illness because a lot of these men are depressed and they refuse to acknowledge it. But a lot of it is just like pure laziness because they're like, oh, well, what's the point of trying? Whew. That's a whole other conversation. The lack of drive and motivation is very bad. It could be extremely crippling. So definitely keep that in mind. Okay, the reasonings for men being bums and low lives, whatever, is an extensive list. Okay, those were just the narrowing it down. All right, I just narrowed it down for y'all. Now, of course, we need to get into the why it's so horrible to be with these types of men. I feel like everything I said in this video should kind of be self-explanatory. I'm not telling you guys to get with undesirable men or broke men or men who are not attractive to you. But what I'm saying is there's plenty of attractive, good-looking, ambitious men out there who are not going to put your life in danger. And when it comes to having a baby, My whole thing is like a lot of people don't think about the child in this. They just think about themselves. Oh, I love him. I see potential in him. We've been together forever. But then it's like when a child gets in the mix, that's when they realize they done fucked up. Okay. Like I've literally known people to get shot up with their kids in their hands, like on some real shit because they want to be on this bad boy life shit. Like, what you think this is, a fucking movie? You know, and it's all fun and games to be with a bad boy until literally, yeah, they get shot up on the corner. Because for whatever reason, you think it's cute to date a drug dealer at 25. We're grown as fuck. Stop that shit. Kill that noise. Okay. I know people that's out here. Oh, I love him. I've been with him since high school. Da, da, da. You know he's falling down the wrong path and you have a baby with him anyway. And now he's disappeared. He's with the next bitch. All the shit that you ever wanted him to be, he's with the next woman being exactly who you wanted him to be. Understand that's very, very common with these types of men. From the gang life, the violence, the depth, okay? And you guys can be like, well, if my man owes money, what that gotta do with me? Well, your man's leading a very, very dangerous life. And when he gets shot up, which it's gonna happen, he's either gonna end up dead in jail, or if he's foreign deported, that debt is gonna go right on to you, especially if he owes a loan shark. Loan sharks don't give a fuck. They go after your family, they go after your kids, they go after everyone. Trust me. I know. So it's like, y'all think this is all fun and games. You guys think this is funny until it's not. And for those people that may be thinking, okay, well, you know, I was with a thug, I was with a bad boy, and you know, he stopped. Y'all know that cops literally sit there and purposely have cases building on certain people for years. And like, literally, they'll sit there and wait to like 5, 6, 7, 10 years later to go knock on your door, like, hey, remember what you did 7 years ago? Yeah, well, now you're under arrest for that shit. You think this shit's sweet? It's not. Don't get with these types of men and think that all of a sudden, just because they decided to change their life after 15 years of crime, after 1 year of crime, the cops won't come knocking at your door. Because they will. And you'll be stuck a single mother because you wanted to have sex, you wanted to procreate, you wanted to be with a man who didn't give a fuck about you or that kid when they were doing all that fuck shit in the street. Okay? And maybe you found him like that. Nonetheless, he didn't give a fuck about himself. Protect yourself first. And by that time, you have wasted your time, okay? Waste of time is honestly probably the biggest. I probably should have started with that one, okay? Wasting time, okay? Because these men, like I said, they're gonna end up dead in jail or deported if they're foreign. Point blank, period. There's no other path for them. Yes, they can change. Yes, a lot of them have changed. Shit, look at Judge Mathis. But how many Judge Mathises you know? I don't know any in real life. I only know him on TV. How many just, I kid you not, you can't name five. You can't name five in your personal life because it's rare. It doesn't happen. Those people end up in a body bag. They end up locked up. They won't let them out. Okay? That's what happens. They get deported. Unless you're about to move to whatever country they're from, you end up in some really heavy circumstances dealing with these types of men, and your kids end up paying the price. And of course, if you do leave, all right, say you come to your senses, life's become better, credit score going up after giving this man all this money and let him take out loans in your name, whatever the case may be. Now your reputation shot because everybody knew you was with this bum ass nigga and they think that you do not deserve anything but bum ass niggas. So now you're gonna attract more bum ass niggas that's gonna be eating your food, driving your car, living in your house, and eating your kids' snacks. Just like that video I reacted to where that girl came home and she literally came home to her boyfriend and his friends, like playing Xbox and eating her kids' snacks. This is the shit that happens. This is real life, people. I react to this stuff all the time on my channel. Feel free to check out the reactions. Bottom line, you deserve better, okay? You do not deserve to be with a man or even a woman that does not give a fuck about who it is they hurt while they're doing whatever it is that they want in the streets. You deserve to be with someone who cares about their future, who plans their future around you and what it is that they want to achieve and build with you, especially if you have a child. Like, giving a child to these men always confuses the hell out of me. Like, when these girls sit there and they have babies with these men, I'm just like, I just don't get it. Like, it's one thing to date them, like, whatever, whatever, whatever. But, like, when you sit there and you're like continuing this cycle, it's just like, why? Like, there's plenty of men you could have been with. There's plenty of things you could have done. But instead, you decided to be with this bum. And you decided to give him a child. You essentially decided to extend the lineage of bumness. And I'm not saying your child's gonna be a bum. A lot of you guys stay with these men and you let these men act specific types of ways around your children and they pick up on these specific types of behaviors. Take from that what you will. So how do you get out of these types of situations? Now, if it's a domestic violence situation, which that would have been a whole nother video, get help. Call the DV helpline. Okay, literally make sure you're telling your friends and family what's going on. I know there's too many women out there that, like, when something like that is happening to them, you know, when they're in a DV situation, they don't tell anyone because they feel embarrassed. They're afraid. They feel like no one's going to understand. They feel like no one's going to be there. But understand, you need people more than ever in this type of situation because God forbid something happens, you ain't know who the fuck did it, okay? We all need to know who did that shit so justice is served. But also because they can probably help you. So please make sure you're notifying somebody at least of what is going on and please call the DV helpline. If you're not in a DV situation, please, woman the fuck up and just leave. I don't know how else to say it without just saying it. Like, just leave. Cold turkey, cut off contact, block, 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 blockity, block, block, block. All right, and I know a lot of people are like, well, it's easier said than done. Well, I honestly, if you think it's easier said than done to leave somebody that you know is causing you harm, who you're not really tied to in any type of capacity, that means that there's something going on with your lack of inner work. You need to work on yourself. You need to love yourself more. And most importantly, you need to care more about your future because it's not going to get any better than whatever it is now. Understand, it all starts with you. You have to love yourself enough, respect yourself enough, know yourself enough to know what situation you're in and get yourself out of it at any given cost if you're not in danger. But if you're just with a man and you know damn well that they're not good for you and you're just sitting there taking this shit just because, oh, well, it's been 3 years, it's been 8 years, it's been 12 years. That's not good enough. And I'm gonna need you to show up for yourself. I'm gonna need you to do something for you today and get the fuck up out of that house. I know finances could also be a factor. So get that credit up. You better take out a loan. You better start saving. You better start tricking. It's like, nah, I'm joking about the tricking part. But I'm serious though. Like, you guys need to start getting your lives together, getting your plans together to exit stage left. Tell your friends what's going on. Tell your family what's going on. Ask them if you can stay with them, whatever it is you need to do to get out of that situation. I am so sick and tired of seeing women in these situations with men that really do not appreciate them, don't appreciate themselves, don't appreciate their kids. And it's like all of this could have been avoided if people just paid attention to the fact that this is not healthy, okay? If people paid attention to the fact that these types of relationships are not normal and they're extremely dangerous. Ultimately, if you stay in these types of situations, you think that there's nothing wrong with it and you more than likely like your situation. So, hey, if you like it, who am I to say to leave? But if you clicked on this video, maybe you know somebody like that or maybe you're in that current situation. And I truly do hope you do find some peace and most importantly, some space away from that piece of shit motherfucker. Okay. Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMelle, TheMelle. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.